You're grounded with Emma and Ella. Hello, and you're very welcome back to another episode. I'm not going to say this week because it's turned into every second week, but look, we're doing what we can. Another episode of You're Grounded with myself, rising star of comedy, Emma Doran.
Sold a Galway. Woo! No, just she a Galway girl.
Woo! Thanks. No, just
if you're from Galway, sorry, too bad.
I have to finish introducing you. Rising star of comedy, Emma Doran, and what would we call you? Academic. Academic and leading mind of psychology in second year of UCD, Ella Doran.
Don't dox my school.
Oh yeah, sorry. What's going on with you? Sorry, I've just started referring to myself as rising star of comedy.
No one else is kind of
saying that. Yeah, no, it's just for laughs.
Just for that confidence based, you know?
Yeah, it's just for a little bit of sarcasm. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
What's going down?
Not much.
Oh, same answer all the time. I was chuckling to myself there before we started the podcast. I'd said to Ella, or we'd said, right, we'll do at 8 o'clock, the boys go to bed and we do before Bake Off, because then when we're watching Bake Off, we can fast forward through it. So we do the podcast.
Who's
first.
Everyone's favourite on Bake Off?
What's the Polish guy's name?
Janusz. Or is that completely false?
No, I think that's his name. Yeah, he's my favourite, I think, within the first
star caker of Bake Week.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
Kind of sold it for you.
That cemented it, but he was looking like my favourite fairly early on. There's loads of them I really don't like. And then there's a couple of others that I like, but he's my main guy.
He's your main man.
Yeah. I just like, he's just cute. He's just really happy and cute. Who do you like?
I bet some of your listeners don't like him. Imagine that.
They're your listeners too. Who do you like?
I like Janusz too.
Yeah, who else?
I don't know what any of their names are yet.
Oh, good.
I like the lady with the pink hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You really like her, don't you?
I think she's got cool hair.
Yeah. You really do. You say it every week.
I think she looks like just cool hair.
She's really got cool hair.
And the other week when she was getting upset, I was like, no, you got pink hair. You can't get upset.
Don't get upset. Oh, yeah, yeah. She was making something. She was
making a balls of everything. Like, she had to make tacos.
Oh, yeah.
And she made her tacos like the size of Skittles. And she's like, nothing's fitting in. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. But I still love you, obviously.
Yeah, she was having a bit of a mare, wasn't she? But that was our plan.
Yes. Hopefully and they're not cooking dinner this time.
So Ella said, give me a shout when you're ready. So when the boys are going up to bed, and I said, get no snacks now, because me and Ella are recording the podcast. Tell your sister to come downstairs. She's in big trouble. They obviously didn't pass on the message.
No.
I think they're slightly scared of you at the moment or something. I don't know what's going on.
That's pretty inconsiderate that I was in big trouble and they weren't like, hey, Ella, you're in big trouble.
I better tell you. So then I messaged you in our WhatsApp group, me, you and Shane. And you didn't write back. And Shane wrote in, you're better, what do you say, you're better off messaging her on Viber?
Yeah, or I hope you're messaging her on Viber.
Because there was a period of time there when, you know, people had Viber and WhatsApp, and then everyone was like, yeah, we're done with Viber, it's just all about WhatsApp. And you stayed true to Viber for a couple more years after, didn't you? I've never met somebody more uncontactable than you. It's off the charts.
I'm aloof, what can I say?
But you've always been like, what's going on with you and phones? Even when you were younger, and you'd be going horse riding, I'd be like, I'll call Earl.
Because I'm in the moment, you know? In fairness, today I was upstairs in my bed watching YouTube videos. But, you know, when I'm in the moment, I'm giving people all my undevoted.
Undevoted?
Undevoted, not undevoted.
But you've always been like, devoted attention. It's like when I phone my mother, I'm shocked if she answers the first time I ring. It's always
I'm never prepared for a phone call. So sometimes when I see them, I'll be like, I'll call back when I'm ready.
You don't seem prepared to have a phone, is what I'm saying to you. So she didn't write back to that. Usually when we start slagging in the group, she'll start piping up down. And then I found her and I realised that she'd left her phone in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I mean, why even are you charging your phone in the kitchen and just walking off? And I shouted up to you a few times. So you wanted me to come and get you, but you weren't going to have your phone on you and you're going to have headphones on blaring something into your brain. How was I going to get a hold of you?
We're here now, aren't we?
Yeah, I know, but like...
We're here now.
A bloody hold of you.
We're here now.
So any gossip, any scandal?
Does one of your earrings have a penguin on them or is it a hand?
No, so I went to the Stellar Awards.
Sorry, I'm very easily distracted.
I went to the Stellar Awards and on the tables, everyone's place, which was nice, they had a little Pandora charm.
Oh, very nice.
So I got this one, and you see, when I was changing my earrings there, and you know the way it has the little lightning bolt. Every time, because they're
Why did you seem so unsure when you said lightning? Because bolt. Lightning.
No, because there was a car. Do you remember this movie about a dog?
Bolt.
Superhero. Yeah. But Margie and Shane just slagged me because I say bolt.
That's what it was called in the movie.
So every time I go, it's another word I can't say. So every time I go to say that word, I take a big pause. But they're so small and fiddly. I'm after losing the
lightning bolt.
And I've actually found the earring out by the car. So I was like, all right, there's no chance of finding this. So I just whacked that in there today. I don't know if I like it, but I mean, it's for a bracelet, obviously.
Is it a hand or a penguin?
It's a hand. We're not off to a great start. Is it a hand or a penguin? It's not like you're saying, is it an apple or is it an orange? No. Is it a penguin or a hand? Hey, that's what that is.
It's really good, guys.
It was an old freebie at that.
Pandora freebie.
Yeah. The thing I was at when I fell in the bin?
Yeah, and you weren't allowed plus one.
No, there was no plus. Well, I didn't get one. Yeah. And anyone I spoke to didn't. And maybe some people did, I don't know. But no, sure, it was good. Like, I knew lots of people there, so it wasn't. I don't think Shane would have wanted
to go. I would have come for a little penguin hand charm.
Would you?
Yeah, a little penguin hand charm.
There was a goodie bag too.
Yeah.
You would have had to stay for like the whole thing.
Yeah. Got a little bit of food out of it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So look, I can really rationalise things when it's got a bit of a...
Freebie.
Bit of a freebie and a bit of a like...
You love
a whole,
freebie.
A whole thing around it. Like I can go. Like, there's been multiple things that I've done for...
A bit of food. A bit of free food.
Bit of food. Bit of tat. Like, I'm down.
You are, in
fairness. And like everyone's there for the same reason. Everyone's there for the bit of food and the bit of tat, so it's a camaraderie to it as well. Well, for your thing, people were there because it was like an award show.
But I mean, there was free drink there, so that was a big part of it. And the
Coke Zero?
Big gin.
Coke Zero?
Which was good for me.
Coke Zero?
I didn't see a Coke Zero.
Okay.
I'm sure you could have ordered one.
Might be reconsider-
Well, there was a bar. You could have ordered a Coke Zero.
Might be reconsidering if it doesn't have a Coke Zero.
Well, let's see if I get invited next year. Yeah,
and I can come along.
We can talk about it.
Get a little
it,
penguin charm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm wearing in my ear. So, yeah, sorry. We were trying to get a bit of bloody gossip out of you, as per bloody usual.
Bloody, bloody.
What have you been up to?
It's been colleging.
Yeah. Anything else?
Got a little tattoo on Friday.
She got a massive...
Got a little
tattoo.
Something massive.
So we're going to talk about tattoos. So
segue.
Ella is, I assume, transitioning into a troubled youth part of her.
But I already had my ears pierced quite a lot.
She's gotten her ears pierced a few times, and now she's going into the tattoos. So I had kind of forgotten about this tattoo because you had to reschedule it, didn't you, for whatever reason, and. Tell us about the experience. I haven't heard much about the experience, so.
Okay, so.
She likes this. Look at her.
I went into town.
Like a big L tattoo, lads. Big L tattoo.
You're going to have to put a picture on the gram or something now, or somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll start. Anyway.
Are you around tomorrow morning?
Yeah. I've got pictures from when it was taken, if you want.
Oh, yeah. Send me one of them, because I just didn't know the light would be terrible now.
Anyway, so. My tattoo was at 4. It was on Friday.
Yeah.
I finished college at like 11. I got into town for like 2. Didn't want to be late, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, 2 hours, that seems like a good length.
Yeah, were you nervous?
Oh yeah, shit myself. Had a little walk.
Were you?
Obviously, yeah. Had a little walk around, around George's Arcade. Got myself a little pin. Got myself some stickers, you know.
Oh, last of the big spenders as always.
Trying to count.
I would love to be out with you somewhere and watch you drop like 150 quid. I'd love to see
you
it happen.
You should have seen me looking at the pins. I was looking at them.
A deliberating.
No, I was looking at them and I was like, oh, that one's nice.
Yeah, and deliberating.
Then I walked away.
And bought one.
No, then I walked away from the shop. And then a little while later when I was in town, I came back and I looked at the pins again. And I was like
a badge.
Yeah, like an enamel pin. And I looked again and I was like, oh yeah, no, I do like those.
How much were they?
It was tenner for two.
A tenner for two?
Yeah, and then I spent.
And you're sitting on the Euro Millions
and
in
then
your bank.
I spent a long time looking at stickers and I only found like one that I liked and it was like 1 year for one. So I was like, grand. And then the lady was like, you can take another one. I was like, oh, bless. So I
got two. Yeah, because little, there's stickers.
Got two little stickers. Then I was like, okay, I need to eat before my tattoo.
Yeah.
So I don't like faint or something. I was like, yeah, scared of fainting. I'm going to get there. I'm going to just go like fall off the tattoo chair. So I got a little, you're going to laugh at me when I say this.
Cause you don't touch the mic.
Because you don't know what it is. I got a bao bun.
What's a bao bun?
Bao bun. It's like a steamed bun.
Oh yeah.
And I got, I think I had a chestnut mushroom kind of like filling that was kind of supposed to be like meat-esque. I've had it before with like tofu and jackfruit as well, so I thought I'd try the like other vegetarian option.
But like, where'd you get this?
Bauhaus, I think it's what it's called, on Andrew Street. Mm. Nice place. They have a little like tenner lunch deal that you get like.
Oh, here we go. Bao, we're getting to the crux of why Ella goes
bao,
there.
Bao, some chips, Coke Zero. So
you know, okay, nice. Yes. Okay. All the this is so it's you all over it. Chips, Coke Zero. Yeah.
They're like spicy chips as well.
Okay.
It's got a little bit of a pizzazz.
And who would
it.
You be going here with now?
Just myself. I think I went once with one of my friends, but I must.
And you wouldn't go with me or?
We can go if you like. Would you like to go?
Yeah, what else do they have on the menu?
It's just bao buns. But they have like, they do like chicken ones and beef ones.
Okay,
and pork
yeah.
ones. We can go tomorrow if you want. Let's go.
Can't go tomorrow.
Well, let's go. Come on. Why not?
Because I do a podcast and a photo thing.
See, look, you're not available.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, like
Friday.
Maybe Friday, yeah.
Not available. I am. Actually, I'm available. We can do that Friday. Okay, anyway, you're sidetracking me.
Yeah, but that's so then, the story.
I got to the tattoo, like around where the tattoo place was.
Yeah, tattoo studio.
Tattoo studio at like 3:40 and I was like, no, that's too embarrassing to go in yet.
Yeah.
So I sat outside for a bit.
Okay.
And then I was going to go in at like 10 to, because I was like, early, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. And then I started trying to open the door, but the door wouldn't work because they only had one of the doors working for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So we got off to a bad start.
Okay, so what was the tattoo studio?
It's Heartbreak Social Club on Jury Street.
Okay.
So then I waited in the little waiting room for a bit.
Yeah.
They have like a massive motorbike in the window.
Yeah.
And the amount of like old men that came by just to look at it. Just looking at the motorcycle.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah. Oh.
And then I went up and she sent me design and I went, oh yeah, that's grand. And then she put my little stencil on. Well, there was like three sizes and I picked the big one because it was.
You picked the big one.
I picked the big one because I was like, it looked better. Like it looked a bit stupid. It's a shark. Yeah. It's a shark for people that don't know. And it looked like,
well, nobody knows what it is.
Well, you know, some people might. It just looked weird and like compressed when it was small, so I went like big, go big or go home, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got my tattoo and I was facing outside the window. Not outside the window, I was facing
tattoo outside of the tattoo studio. That's crazy.
In the alley around the back.
Yeah,
he was lovely. No, I was looking out the window the whole time, so just doing some people watching.
Yeah,
it was very relaxing. It wasn't sore at all. It's great.
So, a couple of questions.
Okay.
So it's the shark
tattoo.
And the shark is kind of swimming. It's like as if you're looking like down at the shark. Mm. You're not looking at the shark.
Yeah.
You're looking down at the shark. And there's some flowers and stuff. What's the story behind getting a shark?
Just like my shark.
You just like the shark?
Yep.
But is there a bigger meaning?
Yeah, but I like my shark.
Oh yeah, but you just don't want to say what the bigger meaning is. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Do you think this is the first of many now?
I don't know. It was really relaxing.
You got a bit addicted when you got it.
It was quite
a bit of a buzz.
It was quite therapeutic. Like it was quite like I just looked out the window for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Do you want a break?" I'm like, "I'm grand, actually." Like I just had my arm there and it's like la 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 la.
Are you lying down?
No, just sitting up.
Oh, okay.
That was great fun.
Yeah. And so what? Who knows about the tattoo? Who doesn't know about the tattoo? What's the verdict? What's the vibes we're getting about the tattoo?
All my friends know about the tattoo because I told them that I was getting it, and they were like, as soon as I went in, they're like, pictures.
Were they well gel like? Have any of them got tattoos?
One of them does. The one that does have a tattoo hasn't seen it in person yet.
Oh, hasn't seen your tattoo.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were saying they haven't seen their own tattoo. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not a tattoo.
They have it covered. No, they haven't seen it in person.
Okay.
I'm seeing more friends on Thursday, so I'll be able to like show them then if they want to see it. But it's pretty well hidden, like if you're...
Your upper arm.
Yeah, so it's like if I'm wearing a t-shirt, you can't see it. Like.
And what should I, as your mother, how should I as your mother feel about this now?
However you want. You have tattoos. So really get the bad influence on me. You've got a literal squirrel on your... forearm.
Yes.
Similar vibe.
I've 3 tattoos. Mm-hmm.
2 more than me.
And so have I ever told you about getting the first one?
No, I don't even know which one. Well, I know which one wasn't first, but I don't know which one was first.
Okay. So the first tattoo I got, you and Shane referred to as Seaweed Man.
Seaweed Man was first, was he?
Seaweed Man was first. So to explain Seaweed Man, back in the day when I was about 17.
Ooh, underage.
Me and a friend went into town and there was a tattoo. Oh, there was a tattoo place. It was near the ILAC Centre.
Mm.
I feel like it was called the Mint or something. Okay. And we decided that we were going to go in and get tattoos.
Mm.
So all of this stuff of like people... booking in advance and like artwork and all this kind of thing. Mm. I'm sure obviously it was going on back in the day, but I don't remember this. Like I'd never heard of this. It was basically just rock in and get a tattoo. And you went in and it was down a little basement thing.
Sketch.
And it was down a little basement and they had a book and you went through the book and you picked what you wanted to get done. So we had made the commitment, like, we're getting a tattoo today and it's happening.
Mm.
So we went, when I think about it now, like, we just went in and picked it on the day. And we're like, I'll get that tattoo.
What drew you to Seaweed Man?
So at the time, sorry, just checking that's recording. It is. At the time, tattoos that people were getting. So tattoos were, like, really kind of starting to come into more like the mainstream. Mm. So it's like to be like pop bands and they'd have tattoos. Mm. So there was very popular ones like Chinese writing.
Mm.
So that was quite common. On like
Thank God you didn't get that.
Yeah, on the top of your arm, like a Chinese writing symbol, or say on your stomach. And then the other one was tribal tattoos, very popular.
Good choice.
So you'd have like, the upper arm would just be all this like tribal design. So Seaweed Man is a black design, but it's quite small.
Mm.
I mean, it's not tiny, but...
It's not small, really, like...
Would it be smaller than the palm of my hand? It'd be about half the size of the palm of my hand.
I think it's the size of the palm.
There's no way it's the size of the palm of my hand,
like,
trust me.
Like the palm bit, not the fingers.
I know what a palm of a hand is. I know the fingers aren't the palm. Do you think I'm horrifically thick? Like that I've had, like something happened to me.
Did you like the palm?
I know what a palm of a hand is.
Yeah, but you were like tracing away to your fingers as well when you said palm.
Jesus. Fucking Inspector Morse on the case. I know what a fucking palm of a hand is. And I see it every day. So it's about half the size of that. So I got that done. And it wasn't sore or whatever. Mm. And we're just chatting away to your man.
Stomach is supposed to be sore.
No, it wasn't. I remember just chatting away to your man or whatever. And then the girl that I was with got a butterfly, but hers was like further down. Mm. And yeah, a butterfly was very popular. Mm. And it was the whole tramp stamp thing, getting something, you're like lower back. Mm. So mine is fairly low down, but it's not as low down. Like hers was really low down. Like this, I don't even think she'd ever be able to wear something to show it off. Mm. Whereas I could. Mm. So I got this tattoo, right? And we were like delighted with ourselves. We're like, job done, got the tattoo. And there was another girl, Laura, who was like, oh, I want to get one. And what? Like, she still talks now about getting a tattoo. And I'm like, just fucking get something. Now at this stage, you've been talking about this for, you know, 20 years plus. Just get a fucking tattoo. It's not that big of a deal. So anyway, I think she might have come, but she didn't end up getting one. So we were just like, yeah, we actually got the tattoos. So
she like chickened out a bit.
I could be wrong on that now. Maybe she had decided she wasn't, but she went, you know, I want to come and have a fucking go. Like, I'm not really a big fan of that either. Like, you're in, you're out. Anyway. So what I used to do was, at the time, low-rise jeans were very popular. Mm. But of course, my mother dearest didn't know about my tattoo. Mm. I'm sorry, but there was no aftercare. Nobody said to you, like, what to do. It's just like, they probably said, like, oh, just keep it clean or something. Or, like, be careful, whatever that meant. But there was no aftercare.
Mm.
Like, nothing. So left the tattoo place and...
Did it have like cling film over or anything? Or just...
No. Just not that I remember. Mm-hmm. I really don't think. Maybe it did. But it certainly wasn't telling us like what bathanthanum to buy or...
Mm.
No, nothing like that. We were probably whacking soda cream on it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like. So anyway, left... And yeah, so low rise jeans. So I think what I used to do, because I had the tattoo and I had my belly button pierced.
Double whammy,
yeah. So what I used to do was, I think I must have worn something strategically. And then when I got outside the house, adjusted it properly.
Mm.
So I'd be like rocking down the road with my tattoo and belly button, like living my fucking life. So that was that tattoo. Now, did I regret it? Yeah. I did, because it was very, I mean, it's not the worst. It's, Ella's making faces at me now, trying not to be supportive. It's not the worst 90s noughties tattoo that somebody has got. It's certainly not the best, but would I care enough to do something about it?
Mm.
Probably not. Like, in a way, I kind of like.
Cool cover up.
No, but that's the thing, because I'd have to just get something massive then, I think, really, to cover up. And because it's so dark and everything, I wouldn't rule it out. But sometimes I think with tattoos, a lot of the time, it's not what you, well, it is what you get. I mean, that is that. But the other element of it is that it captures a moment in time.
Mm.
Like, so you think of yourself now, 19, when you're like 40, whatever, you'll still have a old Sharky.
I didn't think about that.
But it captures a moment in time. No. I mean, in fairness to yours, I don't really see yours as, it's not something I would look at and say it's a particular trend. I think like when I got my tattoo.
It's not, I don't think it's date, like it would date.
No, I mean, well, they all date.
But,
clearly.
You got that in 2022.
Yeah, I bet I know.
It's not like a tattoo trend.
Yeah, because I really feel like that when we were starting to kind of, you know, come of age or like teenagers, it was starting to see tattoos in the mainstream, like pop stars, TV presenters with tattoos. Like when I was growing up, I remember do you know Davina McCall?
No.
She, sorry, she's a TV presenter. She used to do Big Brother, where she'd be out on eviction night. Big Brother House, this is Davina.
It's like 11 when Big Brother was on. I wasn't watching.
Okay, well, but I thought you might know now who she was. It's, I might have a bit of pop culture. Can we just work on the pop culture knowledge, Ella?
You know that my pop culture knowledge is
pretty bad. Can we take a semester in pop culture?
But because I think it's, you're to blame a little bit.
Do we know the members of Girls Aloud?
If you said Spice Girls, might be able to name one.
Okay, members of the Spice Girls, go. Might be able to name one.
Ginger Spice.
Are you joking?
Is Mel B and Mel C this?
Yes.
Sporty?
Yes.
Posh?
Yeah, but you don't know any of the names, do you not?
Scary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's scary?
Does that Mel B?
Yeah. But you know loads of their songs.
Yeah, but I don't know their names.
We need to work on
but
that.
I don't know which songs are there. Like,
Girls Aloud?
No idea. Don't have a single name in my head right now.
We need to take a semester in pop culture. Anyway, Davina McCall, she used to do Big Brother. Like, she's still on the telly doing bits and bobs and whatever. But she had a tattoo on her wrist back in the day. And I just remember thinking, like, that's so cool.
Mm.
Because before then, it was like, the look of tattoos was like, I've got tattoos.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, the Chinese writing one was very common. And then the old joke was that people would find out that they, you know, they thought they got, basically you'd get the Chinese writing and you'd get a symbol and it'd be like love, courage, whatever.
Yeah,
that
and then it means like pasta.
And whatever, or it means, it doesn't mean anything at all. So, no, I don't regret it massively. I think at the time we both had enough cop that we weren't going to get one that was, that you couldn't easily hide. Mm. Because, like, I mean, we did know that we didn't put much thought into it. Yeah, we purposely got them in places we couldn't hide.
Could hide,
yeah.
You
said
couldn't hide.
Oh, we could hide. And then the second one was much later on.
What age were you in that one?
That one I was, I'm trying to think now. It wasn't that long before I met Shane.
So post me.
Post you, yeah. But like early 20s. Mm. And I went in and got a little heart on my wrist. There was a tattoo place upstairs in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. So still,
it's
like,
still there, but it's closed.
It? Oh, is it?
What's like Wildcat Tattoo?
Well, yeah, something like, I don't think it was called that then, though.
I don't think it's open, but there is other Wildcat tattoo places. Yeah. The one in Stephen's Green is open anymore.
So I went in. I think then things had kind of moved on a bit.
It's a strange place for a tattoo studio. Like,
I know. I did make an appointment that time. I think things had kind of moved on a bit. And I knew what I wanted and whatever. But I remember the guy who did it was really snotty about it.
Oh, like a harsh.
Because it was just
a harsh.
You know, a single line. Yeah. Well, obviously he wasn't going to be able to draw it in one line. But he was quite snotty about it. And it was actually, it was uneven. So I still liked the heart. Like, it's totally, it is uneven. But then I remember talking to somebody else about tattoos and they were like, oh yeah, that's kind of, I've heard of that before. Like, people getting snotty about what the person wants to get done. Which I understand because they're an artist.
Yes.
And it represents them. And
yeah. Like,
but normal people don't, well.
You can only do so many hearts and infinity symbols.
Yeah, it's only in recent times I've heard people ask other people about their tattoos, who did it? Do you know what I mean? I've only heard that in recent years. Like, I don't think before people really asked, but maybe I just wasn't on the tattoo scene.
No, maybe like where you got it done more so.
Yeah, but obviously it's more about the artiste.
Mm.
And then the third one is a squirrel, which I love and I still love and I have absolutely no regrets. And Stephen Doyle did that.
Name drop.
In, well, loads of people ask me who it is.
His books are always full, though. He's a
Life's a Tattoo. I think on
he it's on. He Dane touched Street. Up your heart as well, didn't he?
He did, yeah, and he did a great job. He just touched it up and kind of changed it a little bit.
Oh, it looks really good now.
Yeah, it looks nice and tidy, whatever. So I plan to go back to him. I was saying to you about getting the cat.
I was about to say, what's the tattoo plans of the future, Emma? What's
cat, the, I think on the back of my arm.
Different arm, though.
Different arm.
Oh.
Would you not think?
No, I'm just money. I'm just like, oh, but spicy.
No, I'm in no rush, but sure, it's no harm to think about tattoos.
What kind of cat?
I have a picture somewhere. I've saved it.
Oh, you'll have to show me after this, Emma.
No, well, it's just a picture of a cat. It's not a tattoo. But the cat is like, you know when a cat is lying on the ground and they're like in a playful mood and they're like batting with their paws. It's like, it's kind of like that. So,
is it black and white?
No, I'm not sure exactly what type of, like, in terms of colour or whatever. But I want the cat to look realistic, but like slightly more cartoony than the squirrel. So like maybe bigger eyes, you know, like some of those features.
Yeah, I got what you mean. Do you know that my tattoo technically has colour in it?
Does it how?
I asked for a black and white tattoo, but when I was finished, there's grey in it.
Oh. So what about you? What's next for your tattoo?
I don't know.
Twos. Would you get one for your mommy?
Yeah. We were talking the other night. We were like, we decided that we're going to get matching Coke Zero cans.
Oh, yes. Tattoos. Because we're obsessed with Coke Zero.
I think it'd be really good to get like a hyper realistic like Coke Zero can.
I would actually love that.
But I'd put it like on my ankle or something.
I know.
Because I wouldn't want to mess with like... Because I think this tattoo is quite nice. Like.
Yeah. So if you're going to have a funny tattoo.
If I had like another tattoo, I'd want it to like kind of flow with it, you know? But I would totally get one on like on my ankle or something.
I wouldn't mind.
Or even like, on my other wrist, like get it like just kind of chilling there.
Because, we're obsessed with Coke Zero. We're probably a can a day.
Yeah.
Maybe a can every 2 days.
Yeah, a can every 2 days.
It's not like we're lurrying through. Or like, especially at the weekend when you'd be having takeaway or whatever.
Like, I don't drink either.
Ella doesn't drink.
So I drink.
So there'd be a bit of like, can I say, when you have Coke Zero? And then my excuse is going to gigs and stuff. I'm kind of like, oh, I'll bring a Coke Zero with me or whatever.
Yeah, when I come back in from work, I'm like, oh, do you know what?
Yes. Yeah. You know, and sometimes I just open the can and have a bit of it and put it in the fridge. It's just the initial.
Just the little thirst quench of a bit of fizz.
I think we should totally get Coke Zero.
So funny. Go in at the same time.
Yes.
To get Coke Zero, please.
Like, you mean like a hyper realistic.
I think it needs to be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it like not being red. Or can be red. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I just mean like it needs to look like a Coke Zero can.
Yeah, but I'd like it to be like nearly as small as possible.
Yeah, just
do you know what I mean? As tiny as you can get it, but that'd be funny. I maybe go somewhere random, like here. You know what I mean?
Just floating Coke Zero.
Yeah, just floating around my elbow. Yeah, that'd be good. I'd like that.
Someone's like, what's the meaning behind it?
We just
like Coke Zero.
Yeah, but we're just like, we just kind of like Coke Zero.
We bring in Coke Zero to the tattoo studio for the tattoo artist.
I'm sure it's been done.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But oh, yeah, you'd have to bring a can, wouldn't you?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So you're happy with it anyway.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And the experience was nice.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be really, really sore. Wasn't really, really sore.
No. It's like a dull pain. Or like at some point you'd be like, oh, that feels a bit.
Yeah, maybe we've just got a high pain tolerance though.
Well, they say redheads do.
Because
they're flicked in the head.
Yeah. All that genetic mutation.
And is there anyone you're dreading them knowing about your tattoo?
No.
Oh, she's a bad girl. Shane's calling you, what's he calling you, like a thug?
Yeah, every time I come in, he's like, oh, thug. And he starts shying away from me. Or like jokingly like pretend to punch him or something. And he'd be like, oh no, thug.
So there's now when you're... worried about telling them
no,
you're just like, I'm living my life now.
Yeah,
cool. But you see, you get away with bloody murder anyway.
I think anyone who sees Sharky will fall in love, you know.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think his name is gonna be,
I was just gonna say, is that the final name?
No, I think his name is Saul Phineas Sharkman.
Okay, I think on that
note... Do you like Phineas? Because it's like Finn and then Sharkman.
Well, I can't wait till your granny sees this.
I think she'll love it.
Ella, now this is me just being a total bitch, but you see, Ella was there when Did I show her or
I? Yeah, I showed you showed her. Because I kind of told you to show her.
Yeah. Like, oh yes. That's a good little detail to remind me of. Ella told me to show my mother.
No, because I genuinely was like, oh, you should show her.
Cause yeah, it's thought she'd really appreciate it. Well,
not even appreciate it, but like it's such like a like realistic artistic tattoo that I was like, oh, you should show her.
Yeah, and it's lovely, like.
Yeah.
And the reaction was, nah, nah.
It wasn't even, well,
oh,
it was,
come
it
on.
Was, that's not, no, you didn't. No, that's not, Emma, no, that's not a real, that's not, a square, why would you, why a square, why would you get a square? I just don't.
Yes.
Yes, but, oh no, it's not, it's, but oh no, you but were it is there. Nice. Oh,
you, look, you are trying to sugarcoat this in your mind because you know you're going to have to do this pretty soon yourself. Yes, thank you. Exactly what I was going to say. So you were pissing yourself because she was like, what? And then she tried to be like Jay cool about it. Like, me?
It was so
tripping.
Funny.
I'm vibing with tattoos.
She's talked about getting a tattoo before.
She hasn't. Yeah. Oh, she's talked about that. What do you think the likelihood of that is happening? Did she have a bottle of wine?
I think we could get her on board with the Coke Zero tattoo.
She doesn't like it. Why is she getting into the club? She doesn't even drink Coke Zero. She'd have something. It's too fizzy for me.
She'd get a little glass of white wine tattooed.
And a pint of water beside it, because she always has a pint of water after every drink she has.
Anyway. La. Tattoo recommendations in the comments below, guys. There's no comments, but.
No. But I'm glad you're happy.
I am, yeah.
And,
excited for the Coke Zero. When are we going to get that done?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so, well, no. Not this side of Christmas.
No, I was thinking after Christmas vibes.
Yeah, I don't like to rush tattoos.
No, we'll do it next side of Christmas.
But I might like, but sometimes you notice that when people go, like, get stuff like that done, they go hard, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, this is the 6 tattoos I want, or I want a big, huge yoke. But yeah, maybe after Christmas.
Yeah, I think that'll be a fun after.
Would you get a, no, you want a hyper-realistic. Since you showed me that pimp and shrimp tattoo, I'm like, oh, I kind of so want funny ones, though.
You want a pimp and shrimp one?
Not the pimp and shrimp, but I was telling Ella she should get a little prawn to represent her mammy because her mammy loves prawns. And then she sent me this picture of a pimp and shrimp tattoo. The shrimp.
Gold chain.
Yeah, I was like, black. Oh, God.
Glasses and everything. Sunglasses.
But, no, I'm glad you're happy anyway. So come here, we're going to shoot off. I hope you're all well. Look, we're going to do the podcast when we can. Isn't that it? But we did, well, me anyway, because obviously it was me saying to you, do you want to do a podcast? I wanted to keep the podcast as relaxed as possible when we started. I didn't want it to be like a big deal or whatever. And that it would be Ella. That it would be fun. It's not a bit like, it's not a business. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna,
not with that attitude.
Well, no, I'm not gonna.
Merch is incoming, guys.
Let's just keep it, you know, easy breezy, and you know, focus on what's important.
This week's episode is sponsored.
Trying to get as much information out of Ella as possible. So we'll see you next time, probably in a week or two.
I might be some time.
Hi. And thanks for listening as always. We really appreciate it.
Make him hype.
Bye. 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 Go watch Big.